With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to your Tabble podcast.
Hey, podcast.
You are listening to your podcast.
You are listening to the Tabble podcast.
Hey guys, this is Tabble, and you're listening to the Tabble podcast. I want to talk about cats. Have you heard, like, did you ever hear that conspiracy theory? Well, not conspiracy theory, but like, cats are actually like spies for aliens?
No, I only heard about pigeons being robots from like the FBI or CIA or something.
Okay, well, okay, there's this thing. Like, aliens left cats or sent cats to Earth to spy on us. And so when they make that like purring noise, or like they suddenly like go like this, it's because they get a signal from outer space. And also like the way cats look sort of like aliens. And also, yeah, it's just all this stuff about like how apparently there was like a cat disappearance thing in England at some point where like in this one town, all these cats just suddenly started disappearing. So people were saying that they had gone back, like a UFO came and took them back to gather the data that they had collected
to, like,
on
transfer
us.
Files.
And also how like cats, when they fall, like, you know, they can almost defy gravity by like landing on
like
their
perfectly
legs.
On their feet.
Yeah, and stuff like this. You've never heard this?
No, I've never.
Okay, well, I saw
ever.
This on TV. I Googled it and like, there's a lot of stuff on this. There's just a lot of cat stuff on online in general. But there's some crazy ass shit about cats. You've never heard this, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You have heard that cats are like spiritual animals, right? Have you seen Constantine? Like the film?
No.
Okay. Well, in Constantine, for you to… You know what it's about, right?
No.
So it's basically John Wick fights demons. Okay?
Yeah.
So Neo.
Yes.
Neo fights demons. And for him to travel into hell to fetch something, you have to put your feet in water and you have to hold a cat. Because cats are… like in Korean, you would say yongmur, which means like a spiritual animal.
Mm.
They're both… they're in that… crevice between reality and like
spiritual
and the spiritual realm.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of people say, you know, cats are. That's why we have cats like next to witches in a lot of lore. I don't know, but sometimes cats do seem like, you know, they're in touch with like something outer worldly, you know? Have you ever had a cat?
No, my family didn't do pets.
Okay. Let me tell you my cat history first of all, since we're going to talk about cats today. And I want to talk about all things cats, like films, music, whatever, right? Theories.
Yeah.
Just cuteness, games, I don't care. But here's my first experience with a cat. I've never like… Okay, I've never really wanted a pet, first of all. When I was a kid, we had a dog for like a week. Okay, we had a dog. His name was Charlie Brown. I came home one day after school. And we had a dog in the house. And I was so happy. And the puppy was for my brother and my sister. And I was like, oh my God, we have a dog now. Ah, I'm so happy. And we named him Charlie Brown. And it was all good for like a week. But he, you know, he wasn't trained like to crap in certain places. So my parents had a difficult time. One day I came back home after like a week. And the dog wasn't there. And I was like, what happened to Charlie Brown? And my parents were like, we can't raise a dog. Like, we're all working and it's just not good for the dog. So they gave the dog to a friend, they said. And I was like, okay, is he going to be okay? And they're like, oh, he's going to be taken, you know, they're going to take good care of him, like in and he's going to have like a large field to play in and stuff. I'm like, okay. They gave the dog to somebody that was living on the first floor of our apartment complex.
Okay.
Which is messed up because I would see this dog with someone else all the time.
Wow.
Okay.
They didn't, your parents couldn't even be bothered to like drive down the street.
Just give it to a relative so far away or something.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's like, it's like seeing someone you went out with.
Yeah.
Going out with your next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, this happened. Devastated me. And I was like, my parents are against pets. No, there's no use like for me to like even want it because it's just going to torment me. So I never wanted a pet. And then I went through, you know, most of my early days. And then I was in college. And I think like second, third year in college, I was living with a bunch of friends in a place called Mountain View. And I was basically crashing at their apartment, and we were all just living together. And I think it was summer, and this cat that looked remarkably like Garfield just wandered into our house, into our apartment.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, this cat just walked in. Like, and then we let it out, and it was just keep coming back. We try to find out like if the cat was owned by anybody in the apartment complex, but we couldn't get any answer. So basically we had to feed the cat. So we gave it some tuna. He ate the crap out of it. So we gave him more. And then we went out and we bought more tuna and we just kept feeding him tuna. He instantly became very fat. None of us had ever had a cat before. None of us planned to, but this cat just would not leave. So we just, you know, we took good care of it and it became our cat. And unfortunately, we just kept feeding it too much.
Because you weren't taught to like how to properly manage their food.
Anyways, that was like sort of my first cat in a way. Before that, I was in New York and I was renting a room in East Harlem. From this old lady that was living in East Harlem, like her house. I rented out one room because I got kicked out of the dorms at NYU.
What dorm were you living in?
It was for the summer program. So it probably wasn't like the norm. It looked like an apartment. It was kind of far from
They all looked like that.
Yeah, I had to take a bus to…
Was it Gramercy? No.
I can't remember. It was close to Soho. Oh no, close to Greenwich Village.
Was it Hayden? No,
I can't remember the name of it. Weinstein. But it seemed like a business apartment. Not that great, but like a business apartment. And here's the thing. Like when the summer program was…
Weinstein.
When the summer program ended, they like kicked me out. And somehow I was not prepared for this.
Yeah.
And literally I had to leave. And I had all my bags. And it was me and my New York Mike friend. He was visiting. From I think he was at Syracuse. So he was back in the city visiting me. And then we were outside and we actually had like, you know, like we opened up newspapers to find rooms.
Yeah, the classifieds.
Yeah, because we didn't have like at the time we didn't have apps and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're calling everywhere and everything was too pricey. Like, and then I found a room in East Harlem and I went there and this old lady was living there and she's by herself. So she let me have one room and she had 9 cats. At least 9. It was like more than 9 probably. And every morning I would wake up and the cats would all be on my bed. Apparently that's where they like to chill.
So you were just the 10th cat.
Yeah, I was basically the 10th cat. And so I ended up just living with these cats for the entire like, you know… few months. And so I had that cat experience, this cat experience. I also had a cat because someone gave a cat when I first started music, someone gave a cat to a friend that I was crashing with in Seoul. And we ended up, you know, I think it was like a Turkish Angola. And so we ended up having a cat to take care of. So that's been my like story with cats.
You're just like, it seems like you're just always like co-parenting.
Yeah, it's like the cats suddenly just pop up where I go. But you guys all know, like, I love cats. That's why I have a song called Lullaby for a Cat, right? Yeah, like, I also had a black cat.
I love black cats. With the yellow eye?
Yeah, like, really… I feel like I should have been better to him. I feel kind of bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love cats.
He was really mad at me. Anyways, so that's why I have a song called Lullaby for a Cat, because I'm really into cats. Have you seen that animation, Cat Returns?
No.
Google Cat Returns.
Okay. Is it a movie?
Yeah, it's an animated film. Cat Returns.
Oh, from 2002. Hey, high school student Haru. That's the main character?
Yeah. I really like this film. It's basically about this girl who saves a cat that's crossing the street. And the cats try to like repay the debt by taking her to the cat realm.
Yeah.
And she almost becomes a cat. And like, it's just awesome.
Wait, I like want to watch this now.
Yeah, like cats everywhere.
The brown one's so cute.
There's a cat in there named Leonardo Moon.
Yeah.
Leonardo Moon. And he's this really huge cat. And that cat is awesome. He's like one of my favorite cats ever. Yeah. So if you're into cats, you have to see The Cat Returns. It's from like the, you know, Studio
Ghibli.
Ghibli. Yeah.
Ghibli.
I don't know how to say it. But anyways, check out that film. What movies have cats in it?
Cats.
Oh yeah.
The movie that must not be named.
Oh, the movie that must not be seen.
Yeah, that was a real big hit against the branding of cats, like breed.
What songs are about cats? Well, my song "Lullaby for a Cat" and what else?
Well, let's see. I don't know about that. Or what's new, Pussycat?
What song is that?
That's the what's his face? What's new, Pussycat? Tom Jones, What's New, Pussycat?
Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, Oliver and Company.
What's the name of the song?
Oliver and Company is the animated film about a cat and dog. And they have like a really good song of them like walking over cars in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was like the first time I was like, I really care for this cat. Because it was like a small…
Why don't you get a cat?
Because I'm allergic to cats. And also because I've never had a pet. And if I get one, I really want to make sure I have like the time and like, you know, I can take care of it and like can take it to the animal hospital and like afford any kind of care it would need. And yeah. I just don't feel comfortable, and I would feel guilty if I couldn't do that.
I see what you mean.
Like, people are always like, well, cats are so low maintenance. And I'm like, yeah.
No, cats are not low maintenance.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't believe that. Because, like, I like to read… Because, like, breeds are different. And, like, each breed's needs are different. And I hear cats get infections a lot.
Also,
and stuff.
Cats, like, psychologically need a… Like, psychologically with you.
Why? You sound so hurt.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, because they're like, they seem low maintenance.
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of like doing their own thing and just chilling, right? They're cool. And you walk in after work or something. You go out to get something and you come back. And the cat sees you. And he seems cool. But he's like, the way he's looking at you. You're like… Is something wrong? Is he upset about something?
Yeah.
Like, why is he looking at me that way? Right? And then you're like, you have to do something for this cat. Like, you have to constantly do something.
Yeah.
And so, whereas with a dog, you know, the dog is like more like in your face about the love.
They're clear communicators.
Yeah. And cats just, you know, I would have moments where I'd be sleeping and then I'd open my eyes and the cat would be looking at me. And I'm like, are you upset about something? Like, I've been good to you like the whole day. Like, is something wrong? Like, and then I can't sleep, right? So psychologically, they get at you.
So, okay, cats, I'm allergic. As in, like, if I touch my eyes or fur, like, any kind of contact with fur gets in my eyes, like, my eyes are swollen. They're, like, red. They're tearing up. They're super itchy to the point of, like, I would rather, like, take out my eyeball. You know, like,
okay,
kind of a thing.
Okay, Diane.
But then also my throat kind of, like, it starts itching and, like…
Okay, that's pretty,
like,
bad.
So it's, like, I really, you know, especially if it's, like, a furry cat or whatever.
So if someone just, like, threw a cat at you, you would just go crazy.
I would be okay if I, like, held, like, caught it, you know, like a football. Uh-huh. And then immediately, like, washed my hands and, like, trying to make sure fur wasn't around me. Uh-huh. But that being said… A girl whose house I would always sleep over at, because
had
like,
a cat.
Cause she had a cat, but her cat was blind. And this girl, knowing I'm allergic to cats, would always have me sleep on the couch in their living room. And one night I was sleeping and I was having horrible allergies because there's cat fur everywhere. And so I'm trying to sleep and I finally kind of like doze off. Her cat just sits on my face.
Oh no.
And I'm like, oh my God. And so I kind of like, you know, get upset and I like kind of like push it away from my face and I like put it down and I'm like, Maggie, don't. Like, the cat's name is Maggie.
I'm allergic.
Yeah, I'm like, don't you know?
I'm allergic to you. You.
And so I'm like, I'm just like suffering. And then the cat is like walking on the couch. And then I think it's because of how heavy I'm breathing, trying to breathe. Because I can't breathe in my nose or anything. Uh-huh. The heat, because she's blind.
Oh, he was drawn to the heat.
She was drawn to the heat. So she sat on my face again.
Oh my God.
And so I was,
and did it flare up?
No, I like couldn't sleep for the rest of the night. I was like having a horrible time. But I just remember just this cat refused.
That's horrifying and also very adorable though.
No, and the cat is super sweet. It's
what
just
a
like
cute ass dog. I mean
I'm sorry.
But I was like, oh.
That was so confident.
Oh, I was like, what a cute ass cat.
I love cats. I think cats are so funny and I like that they're kind of assholes because I was watching a video where someone stacked a bunch of dominoes in their hallway. Uh-huh. And their cat perfectly avoided the dominoes. Like, didn't knock over a single one.
Yeah.
And I was
that's the way cats are.
But I was looking at the comments. And somebody was like, okay, so now I know my cat's knocking over my cups on purpose.
Oh.
Like, is like literally like kicking it to the side as it walks on a counter.
There's a whole thing about like cats want to actually kill you. Like, they're always plotting to kill. There's, like, theories that…
Because they see you as a servant.
Like, that cats are constantly waiting to kill you. And that's what they're trying to do. Like, that's the reason why they're looking at you that way. Because they're looking for the perfect moment to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
By the way, this episode's about how we like cats.
I love cats.
I love, love, love cats. I really
totally
do.
Okay, look at… So, I just searched catspiracies. Okay?
Catspiracies?
Okay, there's a lot of weird conspiracy theories. Catspiracy 2, digging deeper into the scoop-free poop harvesting machine. What? Maybe they just want a crap-free litter box. Or maybe they're part of the Illuminati. Oh, it's a catspiracy is a film. I know about that film on Netflix, the Don't F*** With Cats.
Oh.
I actually couldn't see it because like the first 10 minutes I was like, oh my God, I can't watch. Like, I don't know if they actually…
No, they don't. But even seeing like the kids alive makes you want to like throw up.
Yeah, so
like,
I couldn't watch it.
I literally had to skip it or I literally like start screaming and just like shoving my hand over the screen.
I actually don't even know what that whole incident like really, like I don't even know if it was a hoax or
no. So that guy,
it was for real.
It happened in Canada.
Oh my god!
And the guy was a serial killer.
Oh, I don't want to.
So he like started with cats, and then because people got so upset with it, he started messing with the people who were trying to find out who he was.
Did they get him?
Yeah, they got him, but he like killed like people.
He like, killed humans too.
So he like moved on. Like he like because
moved,
he
moved up.
He was
basically
this, basically he was this like narcissist who always wanted to be like a celebrity.
And so he started with cats and to get so, the attention, and then
so he wanted like any kind of sense of infamy. And there's like old videos of him trying to audition for like model competition shows, and it's like it's just him lying, like being like, "Oh yeah, I'm just like I did some
they
like
got
Europe
him.
Runway
they got
shows.
Him though.
Yeah, I think. They,
okay, I'm gonna have to read up about this. I actually didn't know the entire like story, so
yeah. Oh,
but,
by
and
the
I
way,
tried to see it, but I couldn't. I just searched cats on Reddit.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I should have.
Yeah, it's Reddit.
The cute cat conspiracy no one is talking about. What is the most popular thing on the internet? Cute cats, cats doing silly things. I mean, there's a whole subreddit dedicated to cute animal pictures. With all the talk about shills, it amazes me that people haven't realized this yet. People who post cute cat pictures are obviously shills for the cat food companies. People see cats, they go, aw, they get cats, they need to feed them, companies make money. Wake up, people, they are mind controlling you into owning domesticated tigers just for the money, 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 money. When are you going to realize that you are the one being domesticated?
I'm literally like, so? Okay. All right. Cool. It worked.
Okay.
Now what? If true, yeah. then what?
And someone's like, actually, it might be the vet schools. Tuitions are f***ing expensive and more demand for vets on the market means more people sign up for vet school. Who's the amateur now, junior? Okay. Hey, are tigers cats? Yeah.
Yeah. Felines.
Tigers. I like tigers.
I
wish,
love tigers.
I wish they liked me as well. And I wish they wouldn't eat me.
But I wish there were more of them.
I can't believe that they're cats.
I can't believe they're real.
Yeah.
They're so big.
Like when you actually see them at a zoo, like or like when you like see them in real life.
I saw one as close to like 6 feet from me and I literally couldn't make eye contact because I was so intimidated.
Yeah.
And I literally like got like weirdly like as if I was looking over an edge of a cliff and I just had to like walk away.
Dude, if a tiger could actually talk and it told me like, yo, just come up here. Like walk right up to me so I can bite you and kill you.
Okay.
I think with its magnificent eyes.
Yeah.
I think I might be hypnotized into like walking up to him. That's how like powerful it is to be looking at an actual tiger. Like you can't even believe. Yeah. Like that's exactly the feeling I got. I couldn't even believe that it's real. Like that it actually like that this creature can exist.
Does not even compare to like a lion.
Yeah.
Like I do not feel the same way looking at like a lion as I do seeing a tiger.
And the way it moves, the way. Yeah, it's just almost incredible, right? And then you look at a cat. Like the cat I had.
The cat, the blind
the
cat
Garfield,
sat
the,
on my face.
The Garfield cat.
Yeah.
Just eating the tuna. And what do you think tigers feel when they see a cat? Or what do you think cats feel when they see a tiger though?
We are the same.
Like, do you think cats are like, what is that?
No, I think cats are like…
And tigers are like, you guys are nothing. I don't even know why people love you so much.
No, I think cats are also like, oh yeah, me too. I look like that. Oh, you know what? I guess tigers do have a lot of significance for you. Because of like, one, Calvin and Hobbes. And two, obviously, Haru.
Yeah, she's the
But
white
that was
tiger.
Her birth dream, right?
Yeah, the tiger. And also, she's the animal D. You know, like yeah. Her animal sign is the white tiger.
Yeah. Man, do you have a cat now?
No.
Oh.
You
have a dog.
My wife is allergic to cats, just like you.
Yeah.
She loves cats, but
same.
You know, just was born allergic. Lions are cats too, right?
Yeah, but I like tigers way more than I like lions. Lions are low-key boring to me.
Yo, have you seen a jaguar?
Yeah, those are scary.
Yeah, they're scary.
Cats in general are scary. Because like what's the… It's just wolves for dogs, right?
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
There aren't like the way like there's like pumas, jaguars, leopards, tigers, lions for cats. But like it's not just wolves.
How did cats get so small?
Huh? It's just crossbreeding.
No, like, I'm trying to figure this out here. Like this tiger cat thing has got me like all messed up.
Okay. Evolution.
Were tigers came before cats? Or did they all pop up at the same time? Okay, we had saber-tooth tigers,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Were there cats around there too? Like little ones? So did we have these big cats and these small cats at the exact same time? Because how did these cats even like survive?
Yeah.
Amongst these humongous cats?
Cats became small around near the Mediterranean Sea because they were on like smaller areas, and through evolution smaller cats survived because they could like bury into smaller spaces and live on smaller prey without like starving. That's what it says.
Are you looking at the Wikipedia?
It says ucsb.edu. How did cats become their size? So
okay,
it happened.
So they were around.
It happened 8 to 10 million years ago.
So they were around the same time with the big cats as well, like with the tigers and the saber-tooth tigers.
Yeah,
because there's so many of them.
Oh well, that's why Egypt was so obsessed with small cats, because apparently house cats, the kind you're familiar with, are from Egypt or the Middle East.
Yeah, that's why like even pharaohs, you know.
Yeah, but like it's specifically like they come from there. The house cats like we know now. Like all the different…
So they didn't
breeds.
Have tigers and lions?
Like not in the same region, no. Like they both existed at the same time, but because obviously one survives better in one region versus the other…
Okay.
Like smaller cats basically came out of like being around sand and like being able to like bury into like smaller dunes and stuff.
You don't think it's interesting though that like… That there's no middle cat really?
Isn't that what like leopards and pumas and stuff are?
Dude, have you seen a puma or a cheetah?
Yeah.
They're big.
I thought they were smaller than tigers though.
They are, but they're still big. Like, why don't we have a middle cat? You know, like…
I think they are. Because Sabretooth was the huge one. Sabretooth was like the huge, crazy cat. And then it's like lions.
Dude, cats are basically… Okay, this is like tripping me out. This just makes no sense to me. Okay, look at a cheetah, right?
Okay.
A cheetah is a cat, right?
Yes.
Okay. But it just runs really fast.
Oh, it's so cute. Oh my God. Look how cute.
Oh, that is a cute cat. Yo, cheetahs run really fast, right?
Yes.
Why only cheetahs?
What do you mean, why only? Don't all cats go pretty fast?
But not as fast as a cheetah.
Just because they're skinnier, right? They're more like…
But why only cheetahs run like cheetahs?
Because they're from the safari.
Do you see what I mean? Okay.
Why anything then? Okay. It's just all evolution and regional survival things.
You're looking at like a Bengal cat, right?
Uh-huh.
And an actual Bengal.
Whoa.
They're different, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at a small like kitten that's in a house, and then you look at a tiger. Completely different, but still the same cats.
Yeah.
Right? Still the same cat family, right? How do they look so different and have so many different abilities? They're like superheroes. I swear to God. Why is the cheetah the only one that runs that fast? I don't get it. I'm getting confused as hell right now.
And how come there's so many different kinds of cats versus different kinds of like things that are before dogs?
There are so many different types of cats. I'm getting confused. Like,
Yeah, I really can only think of wolves.
And
for
why
dogs.
why is a tiger and a lion so damn different?
Yeah.
But you look at the silhouette of the face and they're the same. Like, how does that even make sense here?
We're pissed.
Why are they so different?
I don't know.
And why is a cheetah so different? The print is different and he runs fast. I don't get it. No, you don't see a tiger running as fast as a cheetah.
They're all just really just different from… Like, they're just all from different parts of the world. It really is. That's what it comes
down to. Exactly is the difference between a puma and a jaguar? Like, how do you even… Like,
regional.
I don't even know what a puma looks like except for the logo on shoes.
Pumas also must be fast if they're about, like, shoes. Like,
I mean, what's the whole
thing?
What's
too?
The deal with…
There's still… There's cougars.
There's
panthers.
A whole… Okay. Pumas, panthers, cougars.
Whoa.
Like, how do you… Like, what are they? You know what I mean?
Oh, puma and cougar and mountain lion are all the same thing.
Okay.
Puma, cougar, and mountain lion are the same thing.
What?
And like, they're just different names for the same kind of animal.
Okay, so there's a tiger, there's a leopard, there's a cheetah,
there's
a cougar, a jaguar. Okay, you're telling me a jaguar does not look like a mix between a tiger, leopard, and cheetah?
Probably, might be.
And then…
The primary difference between leopards and pumas is literally just the color on their body.
Okay. What about a snow leopard? What the heck is a snow leopard?
I mean, what? Why white tiger versus orange tiger?
The snow leopard, also known as the ounce. What?
Ounce? Ounce. As in, are you sure it's not ounce?
The ounce.
As
bounce.
In ounce.
Is a large cat native to the mountain ranges of Central and South Asia. It is listed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List because the global population is estimated to number less than 10,000 mature individuals and is expected to decline about 10% by 2040. Oh my gosh. We got to protect these guys.
Yes.
But I want to know about the… But hey, Wikipedia, I want to know about the snow leopard. I want to know what it is. So a snow… What are its abilities? Dude, snow leopard looks pretty awesome.
Oh, and there's lynx.
Lynx?
Yeah.
Oh my… There are so many different types of just big cats.
Yeah. It's a type of bobcat. Which what? Is NYU Bobcats.
Okay.
Listen, that's how we felt about it too.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
These cats are pretty damn amazing.
Which is the strongest cat? It has to be tiger. Right? I feel like between a cat and a lion, tiger wins.
No, I think… Well, lions are the king of that whole thing, right? Because
they
travel in packs.
I think they're the king… Lions are kings of safari, but lions… I mean, tigers aren't in the safari. Tigers are in forests and like the mountains.
Yeah, because they're like… They're dope like that.
Yeah, that's so much cooler.
They're so,
so
cool.
So much cooler to be like… See one like above you on a
rock.
If
it could be any cat, what cat would you be? I'd be a tiger.
100% I'd be a
no
tiger.
No doubt I'd be a tiger. No, actually…
I'd be a tiger.
Nah. I think I want to be a… I want to be a cute little like…
A munchkin cat?
Like at home. Like I want to be home.
You want to plot to kill your owner?
Like I just want to be home. Like I want to lay my head next to the computer keyboard and just like… You know, play with the mouse and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But,
Yo, have you heard of a caracal? Caracal?
I guess, apparently, jaguars are the most strongest cat. What?
Oh, so there's a cat called the caracal, which is the largest of the small cats. I've never heard of this.
Wait,
this is the medium cat that I was telling you about.
Oh, okay. I think bobcats are like that too.
Oh my gosh.
This is a domestic cat, but it's big?
No, you gotta look at this caracal. Oh my…
What?
We were talking about like cats in like Egypt.
Yeah.
Like those drawings.
Is this the most Egyptian cat ever?
No, dude.
Oh!
It looks like a…
Looks like a Pokemon.
It's got like… It's got like rabbit ears. I've never heard of this cat. How have I never heard of this cat? How have we all been living not Okay, the Caracal is a medium-sized wildcat. I told you, there's a medium cat.
I would like size medium, please.
It's not just small cats and big cats. There's a medium cat. The Caracal is a medium-sized wildcat native to Africa, the Middle East, Central Asia, and India. It is characterized by a robust build, long legs, a short face, long tufted ears, and long canine teeth. Dude, this cat is crazy awesome looking. It looks like a mythical being.
Yeah, I can see why Egyptians were like, that's dope.
Why are you dropping literally everything, man? Like, are you all right?
Sorry, it's batteries.
Oh my God, the Caracal. Yo, he's…
Would you want to be him? Or it? Or they? Or she?
Yeah, I would be a Caracal. The Caracal is listed as least concern on the IUCN Red List since 2002, as it is widely distributed in over 50 range countries where the threats to Caracal populations vary in extent. So, widely distributed? How do we not know that it existed then? Have you ever heard of this?
I've seen that cat. I didn't know that's what the cat was called.
I have literally never seen this cat ever. Have you heard of a serval?
A what? A serval?
A serval. The serval is an unusually long-legged small cat that can grow to 3 feet long and 2 feet high.
How do you spell it?
Serval. A great leaper, it can jump 12 feet. 12 feet when pouncing on prey. 12 feet?
Damn.
Dude, it's Catvengers, dude.
Catvengers.
Cheetah is basically Quicksilver. This guy's basically like… He can fly almost. He's like Thor. It also uses sophisticated hearing to pinpoint prey. They have superpowers. Cats have unique superpowers. You don't see any cat with all the superpowers. You have a cheetah who runs fast, and you have a serval who has sophisticated hearing to pinpoint prey and can jump, leap into, onto, like he's Spider-Man.
Oh my God, I want to be a sand cat. I just saw a photo.
What is a sand cat?
I just texted it to you, but you can look it up yourself. This sand cat looks so silly. This cat looks fake.
Oh my God, this is adorable. You freaking… Oh my God.
It's a sand cat with a…
The sand cat looks so…
Stupid.
Cute.
It has a heavy brow.
Oh my God.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh my God, there's the scientific… Wait, the scientific name for a sand cat is Felice Margarita.
Felice Margarita. Hey, I just sent you a picture of a serval. Have you ever ever imagined or seen this thing?
That kind of looks like
it's so cute.
That looks like a nightmare.
I love it. We're finding out about all these crazy new cats.
Like wild cats.
Hey, here's the thing though. Do you notice how all these cats have a unique special power though?
A power? What does that mean?
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Okay? I love dogs too.
Yeah, I do. I like dogs.
But do dogs have unique superpowers? Oh yeah, they do. They have greyhounds. Greyhounds are basically…
Yeah.
Like the dog version of cheetahs, right?
They're like androids to me.
Are greyhounds like the dog version of cheetahs?
They're like hunt… Yeah, well they're hunters, right?
There's a lot of dogs too.
Like Siberian huskies for like sledding and Bernards.
Yeah, we have a ton of different dogs.
Like, but what I'm saying is like the levels, the way there's levels to cats. Like before you get to domesticated cats, the wild cats… I feel like literally, like again, I'm just like, just wolves. There's just only wolves for dogs.
No.
What else is there?
Foxes are not…
Foxes are related more to cats. Oh wait, never mind. You're right. Foxes are like dogs.
I told you.
Oh, coyotes are types of dogs.
Hyenas.
Oh, that's true. Okay, never mind. See, I just didn't know shit about dogs.
Yeah, damn. You don't know shit. You just don't know shit about dogs
Red
at
foxes.
All.
Oh, those are cute.
Raccoons
are related to dogs, I guess.
Raccoons are related to dogs?
It says raccoon dog.
Whoa.
Ew.
Like, who's that? Who
why does it's a raccoon dog? Why does it stand like that?
Why is he just standing there like that?
Why is it so at attention?
Yeah, he's like posing. about to take a shot. But I just did not know about the caracal and the serval.
Yeah.
And the sand cat.
This is crazy.
there's a whole world of them out there.
Man, animals are crazy.
Animals are awesome, dude.
Yeah, they're
right?
Awesome, but it's like crazy the variety.
Oh, like we're
weasels.
Living.
Weasels are related to dogs.
Weasels?
Yeah, and like
I thought they were their own thing.
I guess they're loosely related.
Yo, wolves are awesome.
Panda.
What do you think about wolves?
Wolverine. What do I think about wolves?
Yeah.
Wolves are awesome.
Yeah. I think bears are awesome too.
Bears are sick. Pandas?
Okay.
Pandas are crazy. Pandas
blow my mind.
Pandas okay. are people.
Here's why pandas blew my mind when I first like realized their existence. Okay. Here's the thing. Yeah. How is it even possible? Okay. There are many animals with prints that are pretty… amazing, right?
Like a tiger.
But how is it possible to have like nature basically, like evolution basically somehow put the prints on the panda right next to like right on the eyes?
Yeah.
And then gave him like a little
white
little head. Like sweater.
I did give him a sweater.
I mean,
it's like more like a halter top.
But do you understand? Like, if the panda looked like it had, if it looked like a Dalmatian, maybe,
yeah,
I would be less shocked.
But the fact that it's such a consistent,
do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
I would be less shocked if that was the case. But the panda somehow nature gave him like two perfect like. Things right across the eyes.
And then the ears.
And then the ears are a color. And then everything else. And then it's got the cute sweater. Like a…
it's like a crop top sweater though. Because then it's like a white half torso.
I mean, then
the bottom is black.
I guarantee you even bears are like looking at this thing.
Being like, damn.
Looking at the panda and being like… Dude, how do you get those perfect face tats though? Like… How was the print not even off? Or like imagine if a panda had one more like patch like dot next to the eyes. It would look pretty weird. But
yeah.
He doesn't have them. He has it across the eyes.
You know what's also like really interesting about pandas? Their vibe. They're chilling.
And they're also kind of goofy and lazy.
They're like sitting. They're just chewing on bamboo.
But imagine if it didn't look like that though. So it works all together. Like with their aesthetics. It just fits with what they're doing. And like… Why does a grizzly not look like that?
Grizzlies be doing too much sometimes.
But why? Why is a grizzly not… Why doesn't a grizzly look like that? It makes no sense. Why did the panda… Why did just the panda get the prints? And how did the prints end up in the perfect positions to bring out maximum cuteness?
You know, like, what I think it really is? I think it's…
God exists is what I think it is.
Well, I think
maybe this is proof that God exists.
Well, pandas exist… They grow up in like probably like snowy mountains. So they blend in with like the snow and like a rock, like a dark rock.
Yeah.
And then whereas grizzly bears are in brown
you
forests.
You really think the panda prints are enough for camouflage? I'll be like 1 mile away. I'll see it. I'll be like, oh my God, what is that cute thing? Yo.
Well, that's why we're above the food chain.
Yo, Franklin. Here's my binoculars. Look,
Franklin.
Do you see all the way over there? All the way over there in the mountains. Do you see that cute ass thing? Do you see it? And he's like, oh my God, what is that? So cute. Oh my God. It thinks it's invisible. It thinks it's hiding. It thinks it's camouflage.
That's
but
cuter.
It's so cute. I can see it. It's got like perfect dots on the eyes.
Yeah. Black bears can walk like
Yo,
people.
Polar bears are pretty cute though.
Yeah, polar like and polar bears are white because of the snow.
But you do see what I mean, right?
Yes.
Like, it's not like you have 100 pandas and then you have like one or two pandas with the perfect, you know, the eyes and the ears and the
You
sweater.
Do have red pandas, the smaller ones.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is it's not like a random formation of, you know, usually you see 100 pandas, you'll get a, most of them will have the perfect panda prints.
Yes.
In the exact same places.
Yes.
Right? Like you won't see one with like four or five dots on the face.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How is that even possible? Like nature is amazing. How is that even possible? I just don't get it.
Must protect pandas.
How do they look like that? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I'll say it. Asia snapped with their animals.
No,
Asia snapped. Tigers are
Asia's
Asia.
Are the best at animals.
Pandas. Like the freaking…
Asia.
Shiba Inu.
Asia.
Shindo cats.
Asia is the best at animaling. Okay? We have pandas. We have… Siberian tigers are…
Yeah.
Asian, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Well, tigers in general.
Yeah.
We have the most
we have elephants.
We have the most awesome animals.
Yeah. Well, actually, Africa has
actually,
elephants.
Africa
sorry,
does.
Sorry about that.
We have the second most awesome.
Yeah. We also have elephants.
We definitely…
Which are awesome.
We definitely have better animals than America.
Like, I see Asian breeds of cats and dogs. And they're so cute. They look like cartoons. Like, even like Korean, like Jindo.
Yeah, my dog looks like a cartoon.
Yeah, I love it. I love that they look like
You've
cartoons.
Seen my dog, right?
No, I've not.
You've seen a picture of my dog.
Have I?
Yeah, I sent you one, I think.
When?
I didn't.
Under one context.
Okay, my dog looks totally like a cartoon character.
What breed is it?
It's a Bichon Frise.
A Bichon Speedamine?
It's a Bichon…
He's a Bichon
Speedamine. It's a Bichon Frise.
He's an Iron Maiden?
Interestingly enough, Bichon Frise aren't really French.
They're just…
They're like Spanish and Italian. Is what I read.
Wait, what?
They used to be water dogs. Like, they used to be on boats with sailors.
Oh.
Is what I heard. Anyways, thank you for joining us today. I'll be back next week. But I'm just, you know, I don't know how we ended up at pandas. We definitely started with cats. But yo, props to all the animals out there. Like,
killing it.
Yo, like, we need to protect you guys. We need, like, I know some of you will, like murder us, like, instantaneously. Like, immediately upon seeing us, you will kill us. I know that.
But that's what
but
makes…
But still, we have the resources to protect you. Like, we gotta try because these animals are crazy. I mean, like, they're amazing. What the hell? They're so much better at, like, running. than we are and having amazing prints, dude. Like, the greatest tattooist in the world can't possibly tattoo all the people the same.
Mm-mm.
And pandas. Okay, guys, I'm out. I'll see you next week.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped. Opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.